السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, from Medina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the first city and state of Islam in the whole earth, something came in my heart. Lately I feel not too many people listening to my message anymore. Dunya will take you. And something occurred to me. When you think about dunya, dunya equal diseases of heart. Jealousy, envy, hate, wasting your time. Feel fatigue, weak, despair. You have no status. You're confused. You name it, and the list go on. And this will make you what? Wasting your time, bickering over other, pointing fault of other. And before you know it, you get more weaker, more fatigue in your heart, in your soul, in your body, and you're wasting your time. I know some people, and I love them so much for Allah, surfing the net day and night, spending a lot of time watching all the disbeliever and non-believer say, and we forget what Allah say, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Again, weakness, big time weakness. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you want the strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the strength. He's al-Qawi. The more you remember Allah, the more you remember Akhirah, the more you are powerful, content, calm, relaxed, trust. And all of a sudden, your thought, your behavior, your manner, everything will be under control. Because you're strong. You're strong because you are with the strong. That's why you want to be strong. You want to create with equality? Remember Allah and be with Allah. Remember Akhirah. Always don't deny yourself to read some Quran and be engaged with Dhikrullah. And another point, imagine with all the bounty Allah give you, how come you don't remember Him? You do not thank Him. You do not want to be in His company. Imagine. When you love someone, you won't be in his company. What about Allah? What about Allah? What is the best company? The company with Allah. The company to remember Allah. Did you ever try it and see the result? I cannot explain it. You have to live it. But can I do that? And running after rich people to help me? Or running after anyone to support me? This is lack of iman or hypocrisy, deep hypocrisy in your heart and shirk. Because we know the famous small verse in Quran. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you we worship. Only you we seek support and guidance from. Support. You won't be the most strongest? Don't seek support from no one except Allah. Don't seek unity with no one except Allah. The rest will fall apart by itself. Will come by itself. Allah will guide you. And Allah will unite the heart of people to you. Can it be all the people? No way. Not even messenger prophet. The majority of messenger prophet, their own people hate them. Do not like them. This is the truth. And very small minority follow messenger and prophet. This is reality. Go study. Look even from the time of Nuh alayhi salam, how many people follow him, and the majority were cursed. Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the elite refuse. The people with a state of money and a status of money and a status of politics and a status of brain, this is the sunnah of Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, don't waste your time over internet. Don't waste your time over everyone said and not say. Is a waste of time. Is a weakness. Is a weakness. And believe it or not, you can be wasted very big time. Please remember Allah. Thank Allah. Be with Allah. Utilize the quality Allah give you. Don't waste your quality with who said and who said and not say. Don't is a big fitna. Big fitna. Rise up. Rise up for yourself. Rise up your own soul. Rise up your own quality with Allah only. Read the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, companion, the follower, the companion, his wife, whatever, you will see. These people saw the nur. They have some nur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the nur and wisdom and strength and ability to remember him, to thanking him, to show gratitude to him, to seek support only by him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us and elevate the quality Allah give it to us by Allah for sabilillah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, our time is sliding underneath us, sliding very fast. Grab whatever you can of goodness and time for sabilillah. Don't waste your time. And the most of all, have some company with Allah. Have some company to remember Allah and thank Allah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Please be among dhakirin, shakirin, musabbihin, radin, murtadin. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I make dua for all of you. Make dua for me. Make dua for the ummah. Make dua for the weak. Make dua for the scholar to be united to Allah. And Allah give them rujd and ability to see the truth and follow it. Because they are the doctor of the ummah. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among those who elevate the deen of Allah and alleviate the suffering of other. And again, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Elevate yourself with Allah for sabilillah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.